In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Assassination attempt on the former President Donald Trump, the up-and-coming crucial presidential elections, the U.S. presidential elections, and the threat to morality and ethics by the mockery and blasphemy witnessed at the opening of the 2024 Olympic Games in France on basically Christianity and Christ seem to have had Christians on the edge of their seats while astonished and shaken and, you know, somewhat disappointed. And rightly so, you know, we say, leave us alone. But being Christians of God, believers in his Son, having the Holy Spirit dwelling within all of us Christians, we not so much want to react to what happens. We don't want to be reactive, but rather warn those who oppose, reject, disrespect, and blaspheme Christ's ways, truth, and life to repent. We call them to repentance and to be delivered from the fire of the eternal hell that awaits not only them, but also those who agree and condone their foolish blaspheme or blasphemy. The foolish blasphemy against Jesus Christ. You see, praise and glory be to his name. And all, everyone say amen. Each time you hear the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, each time praise, glory, honor, worship, and confession has been ascribed to his holy name, wherever you are, don't be reluctant. Just say amen. People may look at you a little strangely because they'll just hear you say amen, but agree to it. Praise to his name. Christ has never needed us or has commanded us or asked us to defend him, beloved. He hasn't asked for our defense at all. What was his instructions to Saint Simon the Rock when Simon was trying to defend and protect Christ, right, in the Garden of Gethsemane from the high priest's servant, Malchus? What did Jesus instruct? What was Jesus' reply and response in Matthew chapter 26, verse 52? Return the sword to its place, Simon. Do you think that I cannot ask my Father and he would raise up for me now more than 12 legions? Now, each legion has said to be 3,000 to 6,000 in units. So, let's take the maximum, 6,000 times 12, you do the math, 72,000, plus more than 72,000 angels. And I've always said, these are not little babies in the nude fondling themselves, as sometimes they are wrongly and blasphemously depicted. No, these are angels with six wings to each one of them. With two, they cover their faces so they cannot gaze at the glory. With two, they cover their bodies that they are not burned by the flame. And with two, they continue to fly and praise the Lord Jesus Christ and God, the Almighty Creator. So we don't need to defend Jesus Christ, not Christianity. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35, God, praise his name. These are his instructions, beloved. Vengeance is mine. For I shall pay them in a time when their feet will slip. There will come a time when these people's feet will slip. Because that day of their breaking is near, and the thing that is coming hurries toward them. That is the fiery and the righteous judgment of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the last day or even on earth. So one more time, you know, I'm not here to say, you know, don't make a noise, don't do anything. No, but our main purpose for making noises and responding is that it should be, the focal purpose should be for them to repent. You are kicking against pricks. Don't. You will come out second best. You may hurt my feelings. You may disappoint me. You may draw me to anger and even wrath because I'm human. I'm weak. But my Lord, you cannot at all influence. You cannot take away from his glory. Praise be to his name. We are instructed to not so much as to defend the faith, beloved. We don't need to even defend the faith. But rather the scriptures teach us that we are to give an answer. So let's leave the enemies. Let's bring them home. Do you know the scriptures? Do you know the instructions, the precepts, the stories in the scriptures? If not, don't try to defend Jesus Christ. He doesn't need any defending. No, we have been called to give an answer or a reason, and that for the hope of our faith, not even the scriptures, not even defending the scriptures, not even defending the faith, but give a reason for the hope of our faith. Why are you so tolerant? You know, someone said, a lot of non-Christians, the atheists, the Gnostics, and, you know, other faiths, you know, question the Christians. Why are you not so reactive? Why do you not do what other religions do when their author of their, you know, blind faith is attacked? Why? Well, we are portraying Jesus Christ, praise be to his name. We have a hope in Jesus Christ that even if they shall kill us and do that in the name of Allah or God, we have the resurrection, praise be to his name. The tomb is empty, praise be to his name. Their authors, their leaders may be requiring defending. They may need defending, but our Lord does not need defending because he is alive. That's why. And when we do respond, should be in humility and seriousness. Give an answer of the truth, the uniqueness, the necessity of faith in Jesus Christ. Not defend Christianity or the Holy Scriptures or the Holy Church, its document, its doctrines and liturgy and sacraments, but give an answer. Why do we have that hope and faith according to the Scriptures? In Jesus Christ. More importantly, beloved, in our annoyance and disappointment, we must be extremely cautious and prudent, lest we fall in Satan's snare where he's trying to distract us and take our focus off our own flaws and shortcomings and inequities in our relationship with God. That is our love, reverence, and obedience to God. If I'm not obedient to God, if I'm not obedient to his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, if I'm not obedient to his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, if I'm not obedient to the Holy Scriptures, his written word, if I'm not obedient to his holy church, his body, his bridegroom, what am I doing trying to defend Christ? Don't expect a reward. Don't expect to be pat on the back because you defended Jesus Christ. Again, our Lord does not need defending, beloved. Be careful that during these times, be cautious that Satan does not take our focus and attention away from our walk with Christ, that is by faith in the Spirit, in a manner worthy to our calling as children of light. not defending Christ, who is the light, yet I myself am in darkness through my understanding and my conduct in the world. Be sure that my life is according to the Holy Scriptures and the demands of the Holy Scriptures. In fear, I obey the Scriptures. I live the Scriptures in fear, in awe, and in trembling before our gracious Lord God. Let us always keep in mind that what God has said, beloved, what God has established, what God has confirmed with His Word, no president, no vice president, no games, no Hollywood, no picture, no music can alter or affect it. What God, again, has established and confirmed with His Word by His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and through His Spirit will never be shaken and cannot be influenced by man's evil hatred and disrespect towards Him. Let's have a look at His Word. In Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11, we read, "Thus," this is God speaking, "thus my word shall be that proceeds from my mouth, and it shall not return to me empty-handed." You know, it's not like we threaten our children sometimes, "If you do this, paramanuch." The severity of the punishment our fathers would sometimes threaten us with. Paramanuch. And then you do what you want to do and you're not prima. But when God's words have proceeded from His mouth, they're not empty. They don't return empty-handed, God says. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, "Thus my word shall be that proceeds from my mouth. It shall be, and it shall not return to me empty-handed, but surely it does the thing that I please and accomplishes that for which I have sent it." Who can interfere with this instruction, this command, and the word of God? What about His works, beloved? Psalm 111, chapter 2, "Great are the works of the Lord God, and they are sought out by all who desire them." They are great. No one can affect. No one can interfere. No one can stop. No one can derail, beloved. What about His glory? Praise be to His name. Amen. I didn't hear it. Amen. Psalm chapter 8, verse 1, "Our Lord God, our Lord, how gracious is your name in all the earth. For you have set your glory above heaven." You have done it, not man, not the saints, not the prophets, not the church. You, O God, have set your glory above heaven. God's sovereignty has been set. It's been established. It cannot be affected. It cannot be unestablished, if there's such a word, Stephen. It's been set. And this psalm that I read and the prophecy within it was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, our Lord, our God, through whom, by whom only, period, we can proceed to God. We can draw near to God. This psalm and prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus Christ from the mouth of the babes and sucklings when He was entering Jerusalem, beloved. And I always draw this analogy or this imagination. I'm imagining a young son or a daughter sucking on the mother's tit, breast, and letting go of the breast and crying out, "Hosanna, Hosanna." Or maybe not so much being on the breast at that moment, but they're still sucklings. They can't eat food, flesh. They're still on milk, but yet they open their mouths and they glorify Jesus Christ and call Him Hosanna. That means save. This is the sovereignty of Jesus Christ. Who on this earth can for 1 milli, micro, picro, whatever you want to call it, second, alter that? What about God's will, beloved? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. "God's will is not that any person would perish." Those who mocked the mystical supper, those who mock Jesus Christ, those who mock Christianity and Christians, you know, this is for you. Those who are at this moment chuckling at these words because Satan has so much got a hold of your heart, your mind, and your sight and your ears, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, by the prayers of his saints, that he will let go and you will be freed. This is for you. God is not willing that any person would perish, but that every person would come to conversion, that is repentance. This is our Lord. No need to defend. Love him, obey him, respect him. Commit your life to him now. Commit your life to him. You know, once you hear this episode and you switch off the whatever, wherever you're hearing it on your phone, what have you, don't just, oh, Rabbi, that was a great, you know, don't tell me what a great episode, whichever episode you enjoy. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. I love you. And I know you want to encourage me. I don't need encouragement. I just need you to pray for me. I need your prayers, not your encouragement. I want you to tell me what I said wrong and what didn't affect you. What didn't make you stop for a second and change your mind? When you finish listening to any Christian message, examine it in your lives, beloved. Examine it, because one day, if you don't examine, the Lord will examine. You know, we go to the doctors, to the physicians, and we say we have a problem with our back, our arm, whatever it is. At times, they ask us to be x-rayed, right? And have you seen when the physician takes the x-ray in his hand, he holds it to the light, says, oh, disc number 3000, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, I can see that there's a chip on the bone. Oh, yeah, I can see a little white spot there, right? And then they still get it wrong, because then we need second opinion, third opinion. Isn't that right? You know, when we go to tell our family and our loved ones and our friends, you know, I've been, God forbid, this is what the doctor, oh, you know, get a second opinion, get a third opinion. There's no second and third opinion with Jesus Christ. He doesn't need the x-rays, beloved. He doesn't need x-rays. No, he will judge righteously. He will judge us according to our faith and our deeds, whether good or evil, not how much we have defended Jesus Christ and his faith and his scriptures. You see, beloved, in place of getting frustrated and reactive when Christ or Christianity is attacked, let us be proactive and portray the holiness, loving, merciful, compassionate, and gracious nature of Christ. When Christ or Christianity are attacked, let us intensify and strengthen our faith and love for Christ by means of our virtues. When Christ is attacked, let us love, praise, honor, confess, and worship him even more through our obedience. When the Holy Scriptures are disrespected, mocked, and rejected, let us read them and increase our knowledge and understanding and fulfillment of the precepts entailed in them. When the church is attacked and ridiculed and disreputed, let us intensify our connection to it and work in it for the glory of her bridegroom. When the divine sacraments of the Holy Church are refuted, denied, blasphemed, and hated from within or without, let us draw near to them regularly in fear and in love, and with the angel single out, cry aloud, shout aloud, and say, unto the giver, holy, holy, holy Lord God. When our most sanctified Christian morals, ethics, and traditions are ridiculed, let us devote our entire life to living them spotlessly. Beloved, when the world hates Christianity and us Christians, let us keep in mind that it hated our Christ first, according to Christ himself in John chapter 15, verse 18. Remember, we do not need to defend Christianity. Her Christ has, is, and will continue, according to his promise, until his second time or his return from heaven. Praise, glory, honor, and thanksgiving be to his holy name, now and at all times and forever. Amen.
Hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.